Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
As long as I can hear you, that's great. But thank you for joining us. I mean, I suppose the first thing to say really is condolences in regards to your friend. I imagine it's been a difficult few weeks for you, especially with the news cycle as well.
Yes, last week was not easy for me. It was a very hard week to lose two friends, to know what happened and to recognize that the same could happen to you. It's not easy.
Again, my condolences. I mean, it'd be great, I suppose, if we could focus on your experience as well, because you are somebody who has actually been in this very, is it the very same vessel and taken the descent down to the Titanic?
It was the Titan. It was the same vessel, which is now collapsed. Yeah, it was the same 5th of August, 2021. Yeah.
Okay, August 2021. Well, I mean, I suppose most people really just to, you know, tragedy, well, we would pick up on that shortly, but the idea of going down there is utterly fascinating. What is that experience like, really? And would you say it was worth the risk in hindsight?
It was worth the risk. It's a difficult question. Because I don't know what could happen. I don't know that the screen, the window is not certified, that he mixed different materials. At the moment I was in the sub, I feel very, very safe. I was not afraid, and I have no idea what could happen to collapse. The only afraid what I was that we have maybe little technical problems, like electrical problems the dive before. Or maybe we came down and don't see the Titanic, because it's a very, very big area. But I was not afraid to that I could die on this day. But afterwards, now my meaning has changed a lot.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of information come to light that I imagine you wouldn't have been aware of at the time. Now, were you aware when you embarked on this journey that the materials were not certified, that there was a composite material being used that wasn't standardized? Were these things made clear to you in any way?
No, was not aware, but they told us short before the dive that it's not certified, but it's safe. It's a good construction. Also, Boeing was working with them. Boeing is a very famous name in the world. And they told us short before the dive, after saying that there's no liability for everything it's happened, and we could die. We could die on this day, but I have no idea that it's so nearby by the death as we have been.
So, I mean, talk us through the actual descent. How long are you down there for? I mean, from the moment you start descending down towards the Titanic to the moment you resurface, how long is that time period?
We have been totally in the vessel 10 and a half hours. Planned was 9 hours. But when they drop us down to the water, we have on the sides there are pipes for the vibration of the sub, and they were falling down. So they put us back to the vessel, to the mothership. We have to stay inside, and they make outside the repairing. But this repairing, it was not they get afraid, because I, as an engineer, I can understand what they have done. But this was also 1.5 hours more. Then next try, we go into the water, go under the water. And then it takes 2.5 hours to come down. It's about 25 meters per minute. And it takes 2.5 hours to come down. When we have reached the bottom, we have been 200 meters away from the Titanic. We saw it on the map. because we got every 15 minutes from the mothership by sonar a message where we are on the map. Map was from 1 to 31 and from A to C to Z. So we make every time the points. And so we saw the line where the vessel is shipping, which direction. And so we saw we have 200 meters from the bow. And it takes also 20 more minutes to reach the bow. It was amazing. I cannot describe it as my words when you see this, when it was amazing. And then we have been 3 hours by the Titanic. We make 2 circles around. One time or two times we go on the deck, we settle up. And then 2.5 hours more going up. And then 1 hour to go. When we have been upside on the zero sea level to be back on the mothership, it takes also 1 hour more. So we have been 10.5 hours in this sub and have been underwater for 7.5 to 8 hours. Yeah,
it sounds exhausting, to be honest with you. And there have been reports from other people who have made the same journey, and you know, commentators who said loss of communication with the mothership is a fairly common thing that happens. Did you experience any loss of communication on your trip?
By our trip, no, it was nothing. It was perfect. Maybe PH, you know, he died. He told us, guys, you can be lucky. It's unique what today you see. We have so less current because it's a luck for us that we have less current, as this was better for the communication. I was more afraid that we'll get electrical problems because our dive was delayed for 3 hours because the battery was not loading. And 2 days before, a dive has to stop by 1600 meters because the battery systems make problems. I was afraid about the electrical systems, but not about the communication and not about the repairing of these pipes outside for the vibration of this up.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about that descent. I mean, what sort of motion do you experience? Is it you know, similar to feeling like you're in a lift or an elevator? Is there a kind of rocking motion? Do you feel the sensation of descending? Talk us through it.
Yeah, the emotion was very big. When we go down, we were very strong and nervous. Can we reach the button? And when we reach the button, can we see the Titanic? But when we saw the bow in this moment, it was a feeling like tons of weight are losing or going away from your body, satisfied, happy, lucky. It was so amazing.
Was there not any moment of panic? I don't know if you've had any experience in, you know, small spaces for long periods before, but this idea to me of being in a very small, mostly metal container, so far down, and obviously relying on the skills and control of the person running that vehicle, I imagine a lot of people might panic in that situation. Is there anything that you can do beforehand that they do, perhaps, to kind of find out whether or not you'll be okay down there or not?
Yeah, you have to know about your body, whether you can stay in a very small room. For me, especially, I was by the fire brigade, and we had a lot of trainings with heat and with smoke, seeing nothing, and also when we have been firefighting. So I have no problem with this. But if you have problem to be in a small room and you cannot sit in the corner, you can't go. You get not in. For example, there have been 3 guys from US. They paid the full amount, $110,000 was for us. And they saw the vessel, they put the head inside and said, thank you, we don't go in. But they get no money back. They said, no, we don't go in, it's too small. So you have to know about your body. It's hard to explain for German and English. You have to go down with your body. You have to sit in a corner, close your eyes, thinking, concentrating. For me, it's no problem. But as I told you, 3 guys paid the money, $330,000, and said, no, nothing. That was it.
Sounds like something I might do if I had that money, I'll be honest. I feel, for some reason, I don't know what this is psychologically, but I feel more comfortable with the idea of perhaps visiting space than the ocean floor. I wonder what's going on there psychologically. The seas seems far more of a mystery to me, or, you know, more of a hostile environment than perhaps outer space might. Perhaps that's a consequence of the movies.
Yeah, my dream was now for, I think, for over 40 years, I want to go to space. That was my dream, and I want to see the Mother Earth, and want to see the curve and the blue and the black, the blue down, the black when you look to the stars. It was every time a dream from me. But when I was young, I have never the idea that I can get it, because 40 years ago, it wasn't possible to go to space. And when we have been 2016 at the South Pole with my friends from Russia, England, Canadians, and US, we were talking, what can we do as next? And so we thought we have been at the South Pole. Now we go to North Pole. We have been Galapagos. I was flying a MiG-29 in Russia. Then the idea was born, we want to go undersea, we want to go down. First it was maybe the Bismarck, the German battle warship from the Second World War, or the Titanic, because the Bismarck is much more deeper than the Titanic. And 1 year later, 2017, my friends from Canada wrote me an email and said, also look here, a new company is founded, it's called Ocean Gate, they won't go down to the Titanic. And it was a price you can pay, but for me, I can pay. Other people can pay much, much more, but it was okay for me. And then I said, okay, I won't go to space. I was on North Pole, I was on South Pole. Now let's go to the Titanic. And I remember all the stories of my father in the 60 or 70 years when he told us from the old movies, black and white movies, Titanic. I have this always in my mind and remember. And then the idea was born, yes, let's go down to the Titanic. And I was one of the first customer who booked the ticket by OceanGate and paid it. Yeah, I was one of the first.
I wonder what's your perception now? Because the commentary and the narrative out there seems to be that this was a very predictable and preventable tragedy. I know Canadian movie director James Cameron's had a lot to say about this in the media, and he is somebody who has the credentials. He has done numerous dives, you know, to the Titanic. I think he actually visited the Bismarck as well, and he points the finger at the specific materials used, the idea that certain elements weren't certified, and he said this was a guaranteed disaster. Has this changed your perception of your experience since?
Of course. Today, I would never go with a sub like the Titan was down in the water, not 100 meters. But it's the day before, maybe I had two blue eyes. I was not thinking about these problems. OceanGate looks very professional. They're preparing the paperwork in front before we go on ship. It was professional. Okay, the first year, the first sub was not working. But then they said, no, we are not 100% this. Sure, with this sub, let's make a new one. Let's make new tests. So for me, it looks at this moment, 2 years, 3 years ago, very professional. Now my meaning has changed totally. You know, the window is not certified. They mixed different materials. I would never do this with a submarine like this one. Also, I was not down on this water. I have the luck to see the Titanic in a weather condition which was unique, PH told us, and I had the luck to come back in health and in life. And so I have done it, and that was it. I don't go back.
I mean, I'm just kind of wondering if you've had any sort of, I mean, in a sense, I know the timing's quite different, but I mean, it could be considered a near-death experience in a sense, because I think one of the points made about the materials from the experts was that after, you know, numerous descents, this material would inevitably weaken to the point of, you know, perishment. And this appears to be what's happened. Obviously, we need a full investigation to know for sure, but it seems like you could have maybe got your slot on that ship at the Titan at a different time, and maybe it could have been you. It just seemed like almost a lottery. This seemed inevitable, and it seemed like a lottery. Does that give you any pause for thought about your own life at the moment? Any sort of feeling of, you know, dodging a bullet?
Yeah, I was really shocked when I was on the way from Munich to Berlin, and I come out of the airplane. I My phone was ringing 7 days, 24 hours from all over the world. I was totally shocked. And yeah, my meaning was changed. Maybe I was too, I don't know if I remember this word in English. I take it too easy, maybe. So when I go to space, before me, with Virgin Galactic, there are 300-400 people before me. So it looks for me much more safer. Also, the preparation on the working of Virgin Galactic is much more professional than it was from Stockton Rush. Sorry to say this, but he knows, but he don't believe it. He knows what he have done, but he don't believe it because he was also in this up.
Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Here's a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money. Many of our viewers have saved thousands using Rocket Money to save the money off subscriptions they didn't even know about. Rocket Money cancels subscriptions for people that are tricky and time-consuming. Rocket Money also alerts you to subscriptions that can save you money. Try it free for 30 days, just enough time to try it, and then completely forget about it. In fact, over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about. You could be wasting money and not even realizing it. Rocket Money helps you find those forgotten subscriptions so you can stop paying for ones you don't use. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/Sean, S-H-A-U-N. That's rocketmoney.com/Sean, rocketmoney.com/Sean. Thank you for supporting our sponsor, Rocket Money. Enjoy the podcast.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Yeah, and for the longest, you know, for what seemed to kind of consume everyone's attention, and certainly the media attention, was the idea of a rescue mission for the longest time. And it seemed like these, you know, friends of yours, colleagues, people on the Titan had already perished by the time people even realized there was an issue. And the narrative focused on what seemed to be a completely futile rescue attempt. Is there a feeling that some of the reporting and the commentary was inappropriate in regards to what happened?
Yeah, I got a lot of messages all over the world, and maybe 5% of these messages was really bad messages. They told me, they wrote to me, I can spend my money in another way to make charity, all these things. For me, I said, I make a lot of charity. I make a lot of other things. The people don't know me, so they cannot say something like this about me, but I can live with this. But what my meaning was, we know when we went into the vessels what could happen, but I don't believe it. And there were 5 people in the world, and they spent millions for rescue them. And on the other side, every day, so many people are killed, or children are died because they have nothing to eat. Yeah, it's hard to say, it's hard to explain. You understand what I mean. There are 5 persons that go in danger, they know it. And on the other side, and the Mediterranean Sea, a few days before, 50 or 70 people are died from Africa. Nobody recognized about this, and about 5 people. But this, the Mythos Titanic, if it was, it would be another dive in the world. I think the rescue would not be so big, like, because it's Titanic. The press can make money with all the reporting. I have seen it. It's really hard to explain. But as I told you, they're dying so many people, so many children on the day, every day, and nobody recognizes about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly interesting where the news media will place its focus, obviously. But I mean, there was certainly, from a lot of commentators I noticed in my own country, there seemed to be a complete lack of empathy for the plight of the people on the Titan, solely because they are rich. It was made obviously public and no secret how much money one would have to spend in order to go on a journey like that. And there seemed to be this attitude that rich people's lives are somehow worth less. What is your reaction to that sort of lack of empathy from various commentators?
Yeah, at first it was that all the press, which was writing on TV or radio, they put me in the same level like Elon Musk, like Virgin Galactic, or like all the billionaires and millionaires. Okay, I have money, but I'm not in this level like this. I had a company. I have a totally another life like these people. But I think people can do with the money which they earned, or they get what they want. It's their own decision. It's their own life. And when they go in dangerous situation now we had, it's their own decision you make. Should it be wrong? Should it be good? Everybody has to make for this. One man has more luck in his life. Another family has more worse life. That's the earth since the beginning for a million of years.
Sure. And I mean, where do we go from here? Because I appreciate, and I've seen reportings that, you know, there's a lot of paperwork involved in here and you are signing away your life, literally, that there is a risk of death. However, it doesn't seem to me that sort of thing is a protection against any sort of criminal negligence, for instance. Are we likely to see some sort of legal action in the name of the families that have, you know, lost their loved ones on this journey?
Yeah, we have to change all the systems. From my opinion, the tourism dive to the Titanic, like it was, it was died also 2 weeks ago. It will never be in this situation that you can go for 100 or 200 or $300,000 down. There must be a totally changing of the meaning about this tourism. But if people have the money, they should do what they want. One people has 50 Ferraris in this garage. The other people owns island. Other people has nothing. As I told you, that's the story of the world since the beginning, million years. And you were born as a king, or you were born in India in Islam. You cannot change it. It's hard, but that's life.
What is it about the Titanic that appeals to you so much to the point where you have to do, you're willing to pay an extraordinary amount of money and do something absolutely extraordinary to view it through what I imagine is a very small porthole type opening? What is it about that experience that appeals to you so much?
First of all things, you must be a little bit crazy.
Sure.
All my friends told me this, and I agree. Also, you must be a little bit crazy to go to the South Pole. Also, you must be a little bit crazy to go on the Mount Everest. You're looking for more adventure. By me, it started when I was 15, 16 years old. I was traveling as a young guy with the train through Europe. Then I was going 80 to the desert, Sahara, totally unprofessional. And yeah, you want more. It's like a drug. It's like marijuana. If you take today 1 gram in 1 year, you need 10 grams a day. It's like a drug, yeah. And of course, you cannot say you are a usual normal people. You must be a little bit crazy. And I agree. I say this. It's so.
Have you actually climbed Everest, Arthur?
No, I won't go up to the Kilimanjaro. That's one of my on my list, but I had now 5 surgeries on my back. I have 7 artificial disc replacements. So I think this dream, I don't know. It's more a no than yes. But the dream go to space is still alive, and this I want to do, yeah. But now, after this, I agree with my family, with my friends, with my wife to go down, become a little bit more mysterious, become a little bit more not so risk. And the age is also, I become more and more older, so you become maybe more quiet. Nobody believe it by me, but I think it will be.
What's the atmosphere like when you're in the Titan? How many other people were in there with you, first of all? And is there any sort of tension in the air? Are you relaxed? I mean, I imagine it's not particularly comfortable either.
It's totally uncomfortable. You're sitting on the bottom. You have no chair. You cannot stand. You cannot stay on your knees. It's very cold inside. We have been five people, as you know, PH and Rush, my and two brothers from London. When we go down the atmosphere, we were nervous. As I told you before, first, can we down to 4,000 meters? And when, if, will we see the Titanic or have we returned halfway? And when we down, the atmosphere was becoming suddenly very, very good, very well. We have been so happy. And when we was diving up this 2.5 hours, we were talking so much, we were laughing, we were making choices. Going down was very, going up was very happy and very relaxed and very easy.
Is there any sort of commentary from the person who's piloting, or are they just ultra focused? Are you able to play music, or is it a case of, you know, just you have to sit and wait?
Yeah, when we're going up, we have played music. We have mobile phones and a very small Bluetooth speaker, and you can think about what kind of music. We have Titanic music inside. Yeah, we were talking, making shows, and hear a little bit music. But it was dark. We cannot see. So we have a very bad sight inside because the light was switched off because the battery systems, we have only a small fluorescent stick light that we don't push our head together. And it's nothing. You sit on the floor 2.5 hours in the dark.
Yeah. Sounds, it doesn't sound great to me. I mean, another concern of mine is when you're allowed to choose music, please tell me that there was a blanket ban on Celine Dion.
Yeah, we have Celine Dion, not one time, more times. Also, when I was back in Germany, a few days later, I was pushing all my pictures on the big screen of my TV, and was also playing Celine Dion. Yeah, I have tears in my eyes. This moment, I recognized the first time what you have done. You have been 4,000 meters deep. You have seen the Titanic. It's a mystery. It's history. But I have no idea at this time that I could die. So the last 2 weeks, it was changed totally. The meaning about since you
tell me what you feel when you stare out there and you see the bow of this iconic wreck on the ocean floor. What are you feeling at the moment? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it was like tons of weight losing your body immediately because it's... Hi, Sean.
Hi, Arthur. Thank you.
It was amazing. It's hard to describe. You were lucky. You were laughing. Your heart was loving. You were waiting 4 years for this moment. You know, everybody knows Titanic in the world. More people know the Titanic than some German political. And you are one of the people who are there. They have more... In space, since by Titanic, only 200 people have seen the Titanic. In space, there have been more people. And you're one of these crazy people who has done this.
Are you able to take any sort of footage of your experience? Do you have any mementos that you're actually down there?
Yeah, I've made a lot of pictures and small videos. Yes, the moment to see the bow, it was one of the most amazing and greatest moments in my life. Yeah.
So, I mean, looking back now, I mean, I know I asked you this at the start of the show, but you weren't. I don't think I got a straight answer. Would you say your journey down there was worth it, given what's happened?
Yeah. It was a great journey, but afterwards, maybe it would better not to do it because I lost these two friends. And to know you have been in the same vessel, it's hard to understand. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine, Arthur. Well, you know, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to us. Obviously, you have my empathy. I imagine it's been a very difficult week so for you, but I'm very glad you're okay and you're able to, you know, talk about your experience and give people an idea of what it's like from a first-hand perspective. I find it really useful and fascinating. So, you know, Dankeschön.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you again, Arthur, for coming back.
My last words, I'm very sorry about the five people for the families. It must be terrible for them. It's to wait 5-6 days and don't know what happens. They have been in hell, and it's very, very, I'm very sorry about this.
Yeah, understood, Arthur. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
Take
care. Thank you, Arthur. Cheers. Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.